listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. With me in studio today, Terry Schmidt, Director of Schools in the LCMS Office of National Mission. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Always great to have some studio time with you. I love Lutheran schools and love talking about Lutheran schools. Love taking my son to a Lutheran school right here in the St. Louis area. He's in the early childhood program at St. Mark's. And, want to talk with you today about why send your child to a Lutheran school? Why, and I like to say, why partner with a Lutheran school for your child's education? Not just send them, but partner with them.
We believe that we are in a partnership with the primary customer, and the primary person involved are the child, but his parents are her parents. We are in a partnership with parents. You've got the primary responsibility. Ours is secondary, but it's important secondary stuff.
Absolutely. It is important, and it's important for us to know what's being taught by the teachers and others in the school, what's being taught. It's important for us to know that so that we're all on the same page, and it's important for us to know what motivates those who serve in our Lutheran school. So very glad to have you here today. Let's talk through some of those reasons why you might choose a Lutheran school for your child.
Let me give you a little background on our schools before we begin. Schools in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod serve early childhood students, elementary students, and high school students all the way through grade 12. We have a little over 2,000 schools nationwide, 3 international schools, and then, of course, we are unique in the educational marketplace because we also have the Concordia University system. So you can take your child all the way from infant through advanced degree in education with LCMS. We have great schools all over the place. We pursue excellence, and we measure that rigor through National Lutheran School Accreditation. Accreditation is a rigorous process of self-study that is culminated with a site visit by a team of Lutheran educators, and they assess the strengths and weaknesses of schools and help them to improve and better serve the students that they have enrolled.
Where do Lutheran schools stand in comparison to other schools in the U.S.?
It's interesting that there's the National Assessment for Educational Progress that does not break out specifically Lutheran school results, because we don't have enough Lutheran schools participating in the program that it will allow them to do that. But we find ourselves lumped together with other Christian schools, which always regularly outperform our public school friends and are right alongside of Catholic school results, which are broken out because there's so many more Catholic schools than we have. So we do very well academically. We foster excellence. We pursue excellence in our schools.
Very good. So excellence is certainly something that we strive for in Lutheran schools. I'm glad you mentioned that Lutheran schools are not just K through 8. K through 8 is really, you know, a fine foundation. But as you mentioned, we have a lot of outstanding early childhood centers and programs that are either independent or part of an elementary school, middle school, high schools, universities.
Like I say, from cradle to grave, if you wish.
Yeah.
You can go all the way to your doctorate from your earliest infant care. We run infant care, too. So remember, after 6 weeks maternity, mothers can put their child in a child care situation in a Lutheran school, and they can go all the way through grade 12. Some schools go K to 12. Some schools go through the middle school and then have the high schools, as we do here in St. Louis, and then universities. We're certainly not promoting the fact that we have these to take children out of their environment at an early age, but many families need this service because they have 2 working parents in a family. And in those cases, we're able to assist and find it helpful to be able to do that.
We're certainly learning that and seeing that in our community at St. Mark's, where my child attends, that there is a big need for early childhood, for daycare and for early childhood education right there in our community. So we're starting to see how can we meet that need as well with our school. And we have just wonderful teachers and care providers at St. Mark's that we're very grateful for.
Several weeks ago, I had the opportunity to visit Concordia University's Early Childhood Center that is attached right on the grounds there. And there are many families who drop their children early in the morning. We were there at drop-off. And it was pretty neat to see those children run up to their teachers and give them a big hug and be eager to get started in the morning with their routine. And routines are so important for little children. Mm-hmm. They want to know exactly how things work and want things to work that way all the time. And they get very comfortable. And in some cases, when mom comes to pick them up at the end of the day, they're not ready to go home.
They're having so much fun learning and interacting with their teachers and their friends at school. Yes. I've seen that a few times with my son, too.
Yes.
Usually he's happy to go when it's time to go, but there have been a few times I've come in and he's so engaged in what he's learning or what he's doing or playing with his friends, with his teachers, that sometimes it doesn't quite sink in that it's time to go home
yet.
Well, what are some other reasons why you might choose a Lutheran school for your child?
The most important reason. Jesus. Jesus is present in our schools. He is the reason that we operate. If we would not have a Christ-centered environment, there is no reason to run Lutheran schools. So Christ is present in our Lutheran schools. Caring Christian teachers share the Word of God daily with children and their families. And we are strengthening the home, the school, and the church partnership through showing the love of Christ. That education of the whole child, not just the academic, not just the physical, but the spiritual perspective of the child is taken under advisement. And that's so important in today's world with busy families, that what they do when they do have that time at home, what is being reinforced from what they learned in the school, in their home, and especially about Jesus, is just eternal.
Absolutely. And so students learn certainly God's word through study of God's word in their classrooms and through chapel, but it's a part of really all of their education experience at a Lutheran school.
We say that our faith is integrated in everything that we do, in the way that we relate. And it's interesting, you know, we're not just a Christian school, we're a Lutheran school. And that has many implications as far as what we teach and how we believe, how we divide law and gospel, how we cling to the cross of Jesus in our most difficult situations. You won't find that in all of our Christian schools. Many Christian schools are covenant schools, and a covenant school requires that a person who puts a family putting the children in the school belong to that congregation or another Christian congregation. We are not that way. We are not covenant. We are evangelical. In other words, we will take people in our communities who do not know their Lord and Savior Jesus, and those children, for the first time, are hearing the story of Jesus and what he's done for them. And many times, those children lead their families and their parents to Jesus through their simple prayers, their simple songs at home. And then the Holy Spirit works through that in amazing ways. We've had that culminated with baptisms and opportunities for ministry in time of trial for families.
Certainly. We've seen that time and time again and had the chance to share some of those stories here on KFUO.
You know, last year we had 2,336 children baptized as a direct result of instruction that they received in a Lutheran school. And in some of our schools, they have baptismal remembrance days where they also baptize community members and their families. One of our schools in Orange, California, St. John's in Orange, has an annual baptism month where it's culminated with a school chapel service. And they will baptize as many as 20 to 25 children and family members in that service. That is a community event for the school.
Wow. Think of so many people who are hearing the good news of Jesus, all because they were looking for a good school for their child.
And that's the thing. That's why the quality issue is so important to us, Andy. We have to run great schools with great academic programs because we want to be known in a positive way in our community. It doesn't do us any good to provide a shoddy project. product for the families who choose to send their children to our school. We have to provide the best possible product that we are able to manage. And from that, our reputation grows in its community. And from that reputation, people want a piece of that. They hear about that. So mom goes to soccer game. It's soccer moms talk on the sideline, and they're talking about what a wonderful Lutheran school my child attends. Well, what is a Lutheran school? I have never heard of a Lutheran school.
Who are the Lutherans?
What is that? Is that a cult? You know. Well, when they have the opportunity to experience it, it's usually transformational.
Absolutely. All because the gospel is at the center of what we do.
God works through his word and his sacraments, and the word of God permeates what we do in Lutheran schools.
We have just a couple of minutes left. Other reasons why you might send your child to a Lutheran school.
One interesting thing that I think is could be attractive to folks is the fact that we innovate in Lutheran schools. We are constantly attempting to evolve to meet the needs of students and the communities that they serve. We have classical schools, which really is an innovation backwards into the basics of education, the very basics of education. We have academies, robotics, athletics, STEM labs going into schools. We have service learning, resource programs, drama, fine arts, blended classrooms, and virtual schools where people can learn online. So it's not just a typical sit in your row, sit in your desk, although there are schools like that. But many of our schools are continuously seeking ways to serve students better. And that's one thing that our accreditation process really drives our schools to do, is look for ways to innovate and serve students better.
Very good. So innovation as well is a key part of Lutheran schools, who we are and what we do.
Yes.
I'm glad you mentioned classical schools, which we're starting to see more and more of. It seems like we're innovation going backwards, but in time a little bit, but really, yeah, back to the foundation of what Lutheran schools are as well. And we start to see those elements in Lutheran schools, just in who we are, those elements of classical education, we start to see that more and more.
There is a movement in our church body for the founding of classical schools. In fact, today I received a telephone call from a pastor who said, I'm very interested in getting a classical school started in my congregation. How do I do that? So there is that growing. There's potential for Lutheran school partnerships. But you have to understand, from the beginning in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, schools were an integral part of what we did. In fact, to sign the initial constitution of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, you had to have a school. And the first constitution of the Synod, the first signing, included 14 schools and 12 congregations.
14 schools and 12 congregations.
12 and 12 congregations, not two congregations. Sorry, I misstated there. Thanks for catching me on that.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much for sharing this with us. How can we find out more about Lutheran schools?
You can go to lutheded.org, and you'll see an amazing website with lots of fabulous information.
LUTHED.org.
That is it.
Very good. Terry Schmidt, Director of Schools, LCMS, Office of National Missions. Thanks so much for being my guest today.
Thank you for not making me laugh today. I have a cold and I'm going to start coughing.